Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, welcome to the Sip and Chew show.
That's us.
And speaking of sipping and chewing, Charlie, what you got over there to eat?
Just a ham and mayonnaise sandwich.
Oh, my God.
Well, I was throwing something together early.
You know it would go good with that? Some mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Or, good thing I brought some.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Or a nice big old tomato.
I have some of those Kraft cups at home. That's about as close as I could get early in the morning.
I got me a big old tomato, red tomato, sitting on my counter waiting on me today. But welcome to the Sip and Chew Show, everybody. It's, what, the second? Is the second Sunday of the month?
It's the 15th.
Yeah, I think it's
Month's already half over.
The month's half over. But
it's the third Sunday.
We're kind of headed into barbecue season, which I know down here is barbecue season.
All the time.
And like Stu says.
In fact, summertime's not a good time to barbecue down here. It's just too dadgum hot.
It's too hot and humid.
Yeah.
Humid, but
got to wait till the sun goes down.
I do the shade. And be honest with you, that's when I barbecue the most and grill the most is where I live, the sun gets on the other side of my place. And so it's my patio, my deck is cooler in the afternoon. It's still humid. But I just turned the fans on. So later today, we're going to talk about some barbecue and wine that I recommend to go with barbecue.
So is barbecue the same as grilling?
No.
Or are there other ways to do it?
Yeah, there are polar opposites.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Grilling, by definition, is the application of hot, dry heat directly on meat or whatever you're cooking.
But I've seen people paste barbecue sauce on, but that's not...
That's not barbecuing. Barbecuing is a slow cook method. Takes time. It has nothing to do with barbecue sauce. It comes from a Spanish bastardization of a Caribbean word, barbacoa, which meant cooking with fire.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was always a slow cook method. Stuff would be wrapped in banana leaves or something like that, put on the edge of a fire, and it would slowly cook like that. And when you say barbecue, you mean something that is slow cooked.
Okay.
Yeah. Grilling is, like I say, it's a polar opposite. It's very fast. It's a much higher heat.
So barbecue could be smoked?
It's always smoked.
Oh, okay. So if there's no talking spit on an open fire.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, you're still getting smoke off of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a slow cooking method.
What about if you did a pig in the ground?
Depends on, I would say. In fact, that was one of the early examples they saw of it.
Yeah. Generically.
Not pigs, but other
animals, I've never tried that, by the way.
In generic terms, everybody considers like smokers and grilling and barbecue. They all consider it. They lump it all in the term of barbecuing.
But it's outdoor cooking.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing is people think when you say grilling, you mean there has to be a grill there. Every time you cook something in a skillet, you're grilling it. That is grilling.
Yeah. Okay.
Grilling has nothing to do with grill grates. It is simply the application of a hot, dry heat directly on whatever you're cooking. Whereas roasting in the oven is a hot, dry, but it's indirect because you've got air flowing around, but the meat or vegetables themselves are not coming in contact with any surface.
Okay, so does all your barbecuing have to be beef, or can it be?
It's any animal you want.
Any animal.
Okay. In fact, I have heard a lot of people have had a great deal of success smoking jackfruit, which is a fruit.
It's weird.
And it tastes like barbecue. It tastes like pork or beef.
I've never heard of jackfruit.
It's a weird looking thing.
What is jackfruit? Where do you get that?
At the grocery store. Probably here, Whole Foods, Fresh Market, maybe Publix.
You won't get it at Whole Foods anymore.
Oh, they're closing down, aren't they?
They are closed.
Yeah.
They close within a few days.
Yeah, but not necessarily a Whole Foods in Mobile. You could go to a Whole Foods that's still open.
Yeah.
And get, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
well, not this, down here. You have to go to Pensacola.
This is not a Whole Foods city.
What's it in bad?
Very few cities in the South
bad
are Whole
location.
Foods.
Bad location. Bad location.
Well, not only that, city, but now with the inflation and prices going up on everything.
Yeah. Well, you look at a city like Nashville. I just talked to a buddy of mine who's in radio up there.
Mm-hmm.
He said they're pushing 1.8 million people in Nashville right now. There was less than a million when I moved here in 98.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a million people in 15 years or so, 20 years, however long I've been gone. They probably had the population base to support two Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Not only, to use the phrase people love, only one percenters can afford Whole Foods. And it's for people who have immense disposable income and want to eat as healthy
as
possible.
They have a discriminating palate, too.
Right, exactly.
And
Mobile just does not have the population base. Regardless of income,
their wine selection wasn't
to support that. Well, they're not a wine selection place. They're a fresh produce, fresh food place, and stuff like that. But I love going there.
Yeah,
you know, I drop 30, 40, 50 bucks, walk out of there with a handful of things,
half a bag.
Yeah, and you know,
that's anywhere today.
Yeah,
that's
but
anywhere today.
That is where I met our lovely friend Lauren Murphy.
Oh,
she was playing at the bar there in the Whole Foods.
Okay,
yeah,
that was neat about that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you know, the biggest hot bar you've ever seen at Whole Foods. I don't know if you ever ventured in, but you know, most grocery stores have a hot bar. They had six,
and a cafeteria area. Sit down.
Yeah, a
theirs
bar room
was pretty big.
Yeah,
theirs was pretty big.
But they, but I mean, as much as I love food and as healthy as I try and eat and get as quality as good, I think I went in there three or four times, and most of the time it was to drop $5 on ice cream. Because they were the first ones to have mochi, which is the Japanese ice cream that's wrapped in the paste. It's a little bite-sized.
You have to eat it. Does it come with chopsticks?
No.
Okay. So, Stu, would you recommend people buy a smoker?
Yeah, absolutely. What I do not recommend is you ever put a pulled pork in an oven, cook it the entire time in the oven, and then tell me that's barbecue. You're looking for you're looking to get punched for that.
Yeah,
you couldn't do it on 150 degrees or something.
It's not barbecue. If you cook it in an oven, it's not barbecue. There's no open flame. There's no smoke.
Oh,
what you've done is roasting. I'm okay with slow roasting.
You know,
my problem is when you call it barbecue.
When I don't smell smoke.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
I go to a barbecue place.
If the only smoke you have is in the sauce.
Yeah.
That's not
if
barbecue.
I don't smell smoke. And if like I don't see smoke
when
I'm walking up.
And I'll tell you what these barbarians in Chicago and Minneapolis do. You know how they get their ribs tender? They boil them until they're completely done. And then they go on a gas grill for 5 minutes to get grilled. It is the worst thing you will ever eat. It is disgusting.
Well, that's why when we're on I-65 northbound, and we cross over Old Shell Road, you know within a block or two that you're close to Dreamland.
Right. Smells wonderful.
Yes,
yeah,
it does.
I love
what,
our sauce.
A couple of weeks ago, I ate at, give a shout out to Barbecuing with My Honey, and it was so good.
Where
so
are
good.
They now?
Well, they got two locations. They got the one there at the Loop that they started out with behind the Crystal.
They had one up in Creola or something.
They've been around for 20 years.
Huh?
They started
well,
out
the first
Sims.
The first I ever knew of them was right there at the Loop behind Crystal.
That's like their fourth or fifth.
And now they've got a location.
Yeah, they left Sims, went to Mount Vernon for like 5 years.
Yeah.
Then came back to Mobile. Okay. They've been around a long time.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but you tried the new location here.
The one on Dolphin Street that used to be Island Wings, that used to be a Ruby Tuesday's, that was the Lumberyard.
It's a bad location. Lumberyard was a great restaurant.
It was.
And you got
cool
restaurant. You got to have some gray hair on your head to remember Lumberyard.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to have hair to remember it.
I have lots of it.
But
back
what was
then.
So great about the Lumberyard was the entertainment too. They used to bring in these old bluesmen from way back, and then they had the barn, and they had a lot of entertainment going on in the barn. Yeah. So,
all right, 30 seconds. That means we got to tell everybody that if you want to get in on the conversation, what do they do, Mike?
They got to call 251-343-0106 on the Callahan's Irish Social Club. Text in line.
Woo, that's a lot of. We have to start 30 minutes out to make sure we get
like
it.
Like Al just did.
And if you stutter and stumble, you have to start all over
again.
We're going to test drive a new piece of bump music, unedited.
Yeah, so just start from the beginning. We'll be
I
okay.
I hope there are no questionable wordage in there.
There's a lot of questionable images. Don't
yeah,
play the video.
So you're not going to show the video on Facebook.
But this is Tenacious D, folks.
Well, me and Cage are hungry. We're hungry for some fruit. We wander through the garden. It would be a hoot to eat some low-hanging fruit. We're on a freaky pursuit. Don't want no high-class model and designer baby bathing suit. We want the low-hanging fruit. Me and Cage are honing. We're looking for a snack. Looking for a plump one. I want my baby back. We want some low-hanging fruit. She wear the deep-keeper suit. She got the sweet, stanky boots. We need the low.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Mike, I want to thank the fine folks down there at Bob's Downtown Diner.
Hey, I was there this morning.
I'm sure you were.
Mm-hmm. I was.
Now, good just crowd. So y'all know, Mike does not eat at Bob's Downtown Diner every day.
No,
just in days that end in the letter Y.
That's it.
Yeah.
Those but definitely at every Sunday, it seems like.
I will not eat dinner there.
Right.
I will not eat dinner
unless
there.
It's like Art Walker Mardi Gras. In the
well, they're closed at yeah. night. So. But anyway, I try to spread the love around. But, you know, today's Sunday, and I'm used to going there. And I've enjoyed going to the Iron Hand because he has waffles and fried chicken.
Chicken and waffles.
I love that. And got to get – everybody's excited about this new place over – it's in Fort Conde Village, Fort Conde Inn.
And you mean the Colonial Fort at Mobile?
Well, it's not part of – it's in the village.
Oh, okay.
And with the brick streets and the gas yeah. lanterns. And,
oh, okay.
And
I thought it was inside a little hotel. Yeah.
It's like a little hotel. And they started serving brunch. Mm-hmm. Now that – then they went to brunch and lunch. And now they do full service lunch.
So now they do brunch and dinner.
They do
brunch and dinner.
Breakfast. They do lunch. They do brunch. They do dinner. They do it all. And people are raving about it. I have not been
what
able to make it.
What they do not do is you walk in and get a table.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I know on Mother's Day they didn't. They said, they laughed because I was trying to get reservations for somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
And they laughed at me.
I was downtown last Sunday at Old Majestic doing their Mother's Day market, which was a very cool thing. They do this, it was Mother's Day, so they called it that. They do that market every month.
Yeah.
At the same time that Cheese Cottage is open to do their lone Sunday brunch.
I was there too.
You actually went to Cheese Cottage.
Huh? No, I didn't.
Oh.
I was sitting at the bar there at Old Majestic.
Oh, at Old Majestic.
Yeah.
And that's when the antique place across the street's doing their big
their thing. Yeah.
So it's a great little happening time on St. Louis Street there. I had a blast at Old Majestic. I was back Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. Then Thursday night, it was a Braided River again, and they were doing a fundraiser for Montessori.
Wow.
I got lucky that I didn't pick a bunch of weird mac and cheeses because I was not at expecting to walk in and see 25 or 30 kids.
Yeah.
Because it's a play
average.
School. Yeah, and they had average. The big Connect Four and all that.
Yeah.
I just, one of the moms clued me. She said, just call this regular mac and cheese in that
label. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Cool.
Now, we also need to thank the folks at Le Bouchon, don't we?
Le Bouchon.
What can you tell me
they
about
do not have a mac and cheese, but.
They do not.
If I were going to eat one, which I hardly ever do, I would think pimento.
Oh, we're thinking to change that.
A pimento mac and cheese.
I have had
well.
One. In fact, I just saw one of his posts pop up, Jeremiah Matthews.
But I do want to say that Le Bouchon and Bob's are still looking for
employment.
They need some. They need some employees.
They need some whopper floppers and
they do
and some spatula slingers.
All kind of wine pours. All kind of stuff. I learned a trick at Old Majestic that I took to the wine bar and used the other night. Anyway. Yeah. I stole it. I stole an idea.
You appropriated it.
Put the food in your pocket and walked out the door.
So also we want to thank the fine
Butch
folks.
Cassidy's.
Butch Cassidy's for sure. Yeah, hopefully Roy will be back in town soon. Yeah. So he can tell me
I'm
all
saving
about
the last sponsor.
Vacation.
I'm saving the
Are
last.
Are you?
Yeah, I got
to. Well, I meant to say something to Tony. Can Tony use the venison sausage?
Yeah.
In his restaurant.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a commercially sold venison sausage, which means they're using a farm-raised venison. Mm-hmm. And you can't use wild game, but if it's farm-raised, you can use it. I've had venison chops at Roost Chris before.
Oh, cool.
Because they were farm-raised.
So you want to save hogs for last.
Yeah.
For what reason?
Because Thursday night, I don't know. I'm thinking of calling it Bambi mac and cheese. But I am going to make a mac and cheese at Braided River Thursday night.
Not Rudolph or
that involves Hall's venison and pork sausage mac and cheese.
And poor little batty eyed white.
They got
things.
The most beautiful brown eyes and the most delicious.
Well, in
tenderloin.
The movies, they're blue.
Well,
are they lying to us?
All babies are born with blue eyes.
Kitty cats
least,
are
at least humans, kitty or most of them are. But I'm gonna swing by Chickasaw and pick me up some of that venison sausage and see if I can't come up with a venison.
I might have to. Where are you gonna do that at?
At Braided River Thursday night.
I may have to try that.
And bring your jogging shorts, man. That's when the running crew's out there.
Well, I don't
that's
know
who I'm
that.
There to feed.
If there's not a bear or a tiger or a lion to chase me, I won't
I'll
be
tell
running.
You right now, man. When those folks get done with that run, they want carbs.
Yeah,
and I got them.
You got them. Oh, yeah. So, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
So, address the text message we got. Someone said that they agreed with me 100% on the boiling thing.
I'll let you.
But what they said was they did not like sous vide. Now, what I was describing with the boiled ribs is not sous vide at all. With sous vide, what you're cooking never comes in contact with the water.
Yeah.
It is sealed under vacuum, which is what sous vide means, under vacuum. That's a great way to cook stuff, but you have to reverse sear it, which means when you're ready to serve it, you pull it out of the bag, then you throw it on the grill, and you get the char marks on it. The boiled ribs, that's just somebody's mama should have slapped them.
Yeah, somebody looking for a shortcut or something.
Exactly. Cannot. They wanted exactly what and that's why it started in big cities, Charlie. They don't have the time for that.
Bless you.
You know, no one heard that.
Well, I did. Yeah. And I have headphones
Phil
on.
Phil sneezed back there in his man cave, y'all.
I felt a little breeze under the door.
But, yeah, Charlie, that's exactly what it comes from. What do you mean it takes 3 hours to do ribs? Just throw them in some water and boil them. Throw some barbecue sauce on them and put them on the grill for about 10 minutes.
Mm-mm.
It's terrible. It is absolutely terrible. I actually went to a barbecue place in Spokane, Washington, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
They did all their barbecue like that. Hey, there was no smoke flavor in anything. The barbecue sauce tasted like ketchup with water added to it.
Can we slide to one side just a little bit and talk about barbecue sauce? I mean, and Mike even had root beer sauce at one time.
Fantastic. And it's just coming back.
Oh, okay. That's
and I do a blueberry barbecue
yeah,
sauce.
He does a blueberry.
And
wow.
I do a coffee barbecue sauce. And
now,
I
wait,
call
are
Java
you,
cue but, sauce.
You are know, you bottling it or are you
not yet,
using
but
it?
Let me go to. Back. Let me go back to this boiling your ribs and boiling your stuff.
And then we'll work our way up to the sauce.
Now, I'm one of those.
Next
if
segment.
I'm going to serve something at noon or 1 o'clock, and it needs to be in the smoker or indirect heat on the grill for 6, 7, 8 hours.
Yeah.
I'm getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
You know, and I'll have them marinating all overnight, but then I'll get up and let them get a little room temperature while I get my grill ready.
You do a wet or dry marinade?
Mainly dry.
Yeah,
mainly
same
dry.
Here.
And I don't like, some places they pour the barbecue sauce on the meat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
I want.
Mike's a dunker, y'all.
Look, I'm a dipper.
Dunker
dipper.
He is on record. Look, he is a first-class dipper.
And I prefer, because my time I worked at the brick pit, we didn't use anything. We didn't put salt, pepper, anything on the meat. We just used
most people
smoke.
But it was your smoke blend that made it work.
But
if
smoke
you'd have
blend,
just went with oak or just hickory,
and
you didn't
what
need
you
it
would normally put on the ribs, put it in the sauce.
Yeah.
put it in the sauce.
Yeah. Isn't that what Sonny's does? I mean, they've got their sauce in bottles.
I don't eat at Sonny's. Sonny's.
I worked there for a while during the recession.
But
in
the
08,
meat is like not in
oh, they
sauce.
Smoke it. Oh, yeah. There's sauce on the side.
Yeah, you put the sauce on yourself.
And they do smoke it.
And I like Moe's. They put the sauce Moe's on the side.
Here was the thing with Sonny's is they had an original type of barbecue that they did at their very first Sonny's in Jacksonville, Florida. And they did what so many barbecue companies do when they decide they want to go national. They get into Atlanta and find out, well, they don't eat barbecue like they do in Jacksonville. Yeah. And then they get to Memphis, and they don't eat barbecue like they do in Atlanta. And they just dumb it down to the most simplest form of barbecue so that they never do great barbecue, but they always do. Whatever you're used to, Sonny's is,
The one in Marietta was pretty good. I went there once.
Now, you want a chain that does do a good job? Dickie's. And it's the largest barbecue chain. 343-0106.
251.
There you go. Thank you, Mike.
It's our Callahan's Irish Social Club text in line and call in line.
And we have addictions in Mobile.
A couple of them.
Yeah.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in. It's around the back. Just a half a mile from the railroad track. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, folks, this is Arthur Green with Bay Barbecue, and you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Like you, Arthur.
I'll tell you right now, man. Right now, as things stand this moment, Bay Barbecue is my favorite barbecue in Mobile.
It's off the charts, man.
And now, that is not to throw shade on any of the other great barbecue places we have in town. Meat Boss is fantastic. I eat at Jay Rogers and Rogers. Love them both. Hickory Pit there in Sims. Yeah, we mentioned Moe's. Their white barbecue sauce is good.
Yeah.
Their smoked turkey and white barbecue sauce. There's a way
to smoked eat barbecue. Turkey and white barbecue sauce.
Yes. There's a way to eat barbecue and eat healthy, and that's smoked turkey.
Well, I tell you, Moe's on Thursdays does their Thanksgiving turkey sandwich, and it's got cranberry sauce on it, and it's got dressing.
So they don't just do that at Thanksgiving.
I'm gonna tell you what, it's delicious. It's a doggone good turkey sandwich.
One of my most popular specials back in the Mars Hill days, Charlie, was my Christmas in June, then the next month Christmas in July, then the next month Christmas in August wrap. Which was stovetop stuffing, smoked turkey, some dried craisins inside of it, you know, cranberries, and then turkey gravy
to
dunk
that.
It in.
I put those in a lot of things.
Boy, that sounds great.
Yeah, I'm not a fan, but they really work in that. Well, I don't like cranberries.
I don't either, but I like the homemade cranberry sauce, but I don't like but I like the cran raisins in my salads.
I will tell you a little secret
about
those.
Tuna salad,
chicken most of
salad.
Those are not cranberries.
Probably not.
They are raisins that are soaked in cranberry juice. I like the raisins soaked in cranberry juice better than I do the actual dried cranberries.
Yeah.
Like I say, because it's just not. That is the
cranberries can be a little bitter sometimes.
Bitter
too.
And extremely
I like
sour.
Them with vodka.
Yeah. like I just.
You
I,
would.
I have always loved berries. Raspberry, my favorite fruit. Love strawberries, blueberries, blackberries. You bring me a berry, I love it.
Cranberry I love blackberries.
Cranberry is the one
I'm
berry.
A raspberry
where I'm like,
and
I'm
blackberry
good.
Guy.
I'm good. I'll eat
Charlie,
a saltine.
I wanted to ask about sauce or to finish up.
Go ahead, Salty.
Well, there are two things. One, you know, there's a big variety of different companies bottling barbecue sauce. Would either one of you all have any recommendations for a brand or two?
Oh, there's a lot. In fact, I just found one.
Yeah.
Rufus Teague made some sauce is the brand name.
Rufus Teague
made some sauce. That's the full name. Just going to call it Rufus Teague.
You're going to find it at the grocery store?
Oh, yeah. I tried. They've got one with smoked apple.
Wow.
Ooh.
That is just fantastic with chicken. I am loving it right now. Stubbs out of Texas is probably the best bottled barbecue sauce of the large ones out there. I really enjoy Stubbs.
Locally, there's one called Viper out of
Fairhope.
Yeah, Viper's
very good, too.
It's got a lot of varieties.
Panina Pete uses that on their Viper burger.
So does, I think, Big Daddy's on Fish River.
We had Mad Dog, and now it's gone away. That was my favorite sauce in Mobile.
besides?
Because it tasted like the sauce I would make.
Did Mad Dog come in a wrinkled paper bag?
No, it was.
Oh, it didn't have the 2020 on it.
We actually had an interview with one of the guys.
They came in.
Yeah.
One day.
A couple of ex-Marines. Well, you're never an ex-Marine. A couple of Marines who are no longer active duty.
I'm not.
Just a fabulous sauce. And
Semper Fi.
We had more a few years ago, and a lot of the local ones, like Mike's, has dropped off. Mad Dog's has gone away. I would like to see more locally made sauces.
Mine's coming back because I'm going to school.
Yeah.
And this fall to Auburn University, Roll Tide, and I'm going to go to Auburn.
Y'all right there on the verge of getting swept in yet another sport.
You're going to rush down here every Sunday to do the
show? No, I'm going for 3 days. It's a three-day course, and I'm going to get certified in doing co-packing, what it's called. And I will be certified to start packaging my own stuff, and I'll be able to package yours or anybody's stuff.
This leads me to the last part of the sauce.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is there a simple sauce that you could make by yourself that would at least be acceptable?
Yeah, just get you some ketchup and plenty of garlic powder, onion powder, some chili flake, and some liquid smoke to it.
I'll tell you what Stu tells me.
Oh, and cider vinegar. It's the most important thing.
Brown sugar. You got brown sugar in there? Did you say brown sugar?
I prefer molasses to brown sugar, but either one works.
Well, some people use both.
Yeah.
The Bailey's has both.
So, I mean, do you just put in a spoonful of each?
Taste it.
And you got to cook it. You got to reduce it, too. You got to cook it down real slow. But, Charlie, I'll tell you what Stu tells me. Google it.
Yeah, but basically just take ketchup, add some garlic powder, onion powder, little chili maybe, or chili flake, some heat. The cider vinegar is important. As sweet as ketchup it is, the brown sugar or molasses, especially molasses, changes the flavor. It's not just a generic sweet. It's sweet that has flavor. With molasses, it's great flavor. Brown sugar, the same flavor, but to a lesser degree.
Yeah. Before I ask you what's in this tray that you handed me and Mike and Phil. Okay, mac and cheese. Do you want to show the camera my plate?
Nah.
Let them just guess.
Yeah, they've seen the post.
Okay, well, this is mac and cheese, but it looks like three or four different kinds.
Three different kinds. You have on your fork, on your spork, you have the chili mac. Yeah, and you'll recognize this. This is a grown-up version of Hamburger Helper.
That's good. A little bit of heat in it. A
little bit, yeah. I use 100% grass-fed beef.
Mm-hmm.
I use fire-roasted tomatoes.
Oh, this is stuff you made yourself.
Yeah, this is what I sell, the mac and cheesery. The other one, which I think you're into now, Charlie, is the NOLA. And it is made...
Is that for New Orleans?
Yes. It is made with orecchiette pasta, which means little ears, which is the perfect pasta for a musical city like New Orleans.
Is this it here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it is in a cheese sauce that has blackening seasoning in it, so it's a Creole cheese sauce. And then it has Hall's Andouille sausage in there. And it is very similar to a pasta dish you'll see in New Orleans now and along the Gulf Coast called pastelaglia.
Now, this last one looked like pretty much like just pasta in a cheese sauce.
Right. That one's I do a meat infused, and then I do one without meat every week, one of each, because some people, you know, don't eat meat, but they want mac and cheese.
All right. How do you sell this stuff? I mean, is it packaged to go or part of a meal?
They walk up. It's like a buffet. You walk up, and I got two chafing dishes going with mac and cheese in each one, and you tell me which one you want. If you can't make up your mind, I put half on one side of the bowl and half on the other.
Okay, so people who want to try this, I need a swallow of the Coke now.
Which right there. Go for it.
But anyhow, where can they find you?
Tuesday night, I will be at Old Majestic Brewery for their trivia night, which starts at 7. I'll probably be set up around 6. And then Thursday night, I will be at Braided River for the jogging night, and I'll probably be there around 5.
So you're making celebrity appearances.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
And I'm bringing some mac and cheese with me.
That's how
I fall under the cottage industry.
Yeah. I've taken pictures and put it on Facebook. I have seen how long the line gets when he starts serving.
If you weren't writing anything down, give it a few hours and go to FM Talk 106.5.com. and look for the podcast of the show, and you can hear it over again.
Or, you know, you can just go to our Facebook page, too. And then you might even be able to see Mike shoveling in. And Mike is into the last one.
Well, I made too late. I was going to start with this one first, which looked lighter, so start lighter first, and then work my way. Although I would have went to the New Orleans second, and then that one third.
The chili mac is good, too.
Yeah.
Charlie went backwards.
This one, it's no meat in it. This is truffle and white cheddar.
Oh.
Truffle is phenomenal in mac and cheese, and I learned that from John Gibson, who used to do a truffle mac and cheese.
I wouldn't have an idea where to find truffles.
It's in a bottle of oil. I just I take out half the butter I use for my roux and replace it with truffle oil.
If you didn't call this, because those don't look like noodles.
Well, they are noodles. They are. Well, they're reheated, Mike.
But if you just call this a different name, I would buy this and eat this.
But if you say
anything about mac and cheese, I wouldn't do it.
I use a lot of different macaroni.
Mm-hmm.
The one I don't use is elbow, which is what most people hear the word elbow or macaroni, and they think of elbow and think that they're interchangeable.
Think of
they're
yellow
not.
And blue.
Elbow is a type of macaroni. There are, I don't know, hundreds of macaroni.
Before the fans of mac and cheese show up at your house, Mike, why are you so adamantly against it?
Oh,
I grew up.
Two things. It's two contributors. Not only did you have mac and cheese every single meal your entire life until you went out on your own, but it was the worst mac and cheese possible.
It was out of the box. It could been a store brand. It could have been the one that starts with a K in the blue box.
But they're terrible.
We had that every
night. I mean, they're edible,
but
by mac and cheese
standards, they're
horrible.
My parents bought that. They cleaned the shelf off and bought it. And that's what, because back then it was like 9 cents, 10 cents a box.
Yeah.
Yeah, so your mom was trying to stretch a dollar.
Well, we had English peas. I want to eat English peas either.
And that's because they're gross.
And the meat changed. That was the only thing that changed every night.
Yeah, she burned something different every night.
Yeah. And, but, you know, dad went and made the money. Mom cooked.
And when Mike found out I wasn't using elbow macaroni,
it changed.
Yeah, it changed his whole opinion to what I was doing, because it's just something about that elbow macaroni that gets him. And like the
I was noticing the macaroni didn't have a curl to it.
I was trying to. I tried to pretend I'm in Italy.
The one that the white truffle was done is known as gemelli, which means twins, because it looks like two pieces of pasta side by side twisted. It's actually an S-shaped pasta. The Nola I said was the Orchietti, and then the Chili Mac, I use the same pasta for that.
That's my favorite.
And my classic, and that's Cavatappi, which I think is the best macaroni to make mac and cheese.
You know what I have had, and it was really good. I took a bite of it. It was a mac and cheese dish-ish kind of thing, but it was smoked.
Yeah.
Just put it in the smoker.
I want you to try the next time I do it. I'll try and bring some in for you both since it's barbecue day.
Yeah.
The Memphis style that I do, it has pulled pork mixed into it and then a crunchy crust of crushed pork rinds on top.
Cool.
And then I did the Bacon Fest at Old Majestic and added bacon to the top and changed the name to Three Little Pigs mac and cheese. So it had three kinds of pork in it.
Hey, when we come, real quick, Courtland Inch, happy birthday. Jeremy Boykin, happy birthday. He works, they call him Ducky. He works for David
West.
We
got less than 12 seconds.
Jennifer Botterford, happy birthday. 3 days ago. And a friend of mine, Deborah Biggie, her birthday's tomorrow. And today's National Chocolate Day. Tomorrow's National Barbecue Day and Mimosas Day.
All right.
When we come back, I'm going to talk about wine with barbecue.
Yeah.
But. How come we didn't talk about chocolate?
About,
I don't know.
I'm working on it. I don't care. 3430106. Don't forget the 251 if you want to get in on that Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
Yes.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, this is Marty Duncan from Food Network Star and MartyKnowsParties.com. And you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Sue.
And you can now add from Beat Bobby Flay to that. Yeah. And she is now a judge on Beat Bobby Flay.
On Food Network.
I don't want to compete on any of those shows, man, anymore. There was a time I did, and if I get an opportunity, I won't say no. I want to judge.
Yeah.
I want to judge them.
That'd be cool.
It's a regular gig.
Hey,
it
works.
Pays.
It works well for Simon. Mm-hmm. But we want to thank our sponsors, Bob's Downtown Diner. Great bunch of people at the corner of Fat and Happy. Fatandhappy.com. Corner of Fatandhappy.com.
Get it right.
Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar. Great people work there. Great place to work. Wonderful Mac.
Both of those places are great places to work.
Absolutely.
So go work there.
That's it. Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats. Mm-hmm. And also Butch Cassidy's. They're on Flow Shell.
In Flow Shell. Heart of the Flow Shell.
That's it.
Roy Seaward, the mayor of Flow Shell.
There you go. There you go. But, that was awesome about Marty doing that. To know somebody that's doing this stuff.
Well, now we know two.
Yeah, we know two now.
Yeah.
Let's talk wine, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking some about barbecue, but I want to briefly touch up on wine, and I'm going to say there's a number of wines that I really recommend with barbecue, but you know barbecue tends to be spicy and peppery in a lot of cases. One wine I'm going to recommend, a white wine. And a lot of people will think this, but a dry Riesling. It can be German, can be Alsatian, it can be Washington State. Washington State does a beautiful job.
Did not know they did a Riesling.
Yeah.
I could see Oregon.
They do more of theirs in Alsatian. Oregon's more Pinot and Pinot Gris that does it kind of the French way.
So the volcanic soil really doesn't help much with a Riesling?
I think you want more limestone and get that crisp apple, Granny Smith apple flavor.
And cooler season, obviously.
Yeah, but there's something about the dry Rieslings. Make sure on the bottle it says dry Riesling. Mm-hmm. Or you can get a Gewürztraminer.
Right.
And I normally push Gewürztraminer a lot during Thanksgiving and Christmas. But they grow well with the spiciness of the barbecue and the grilling items because what they do, they enhance the flavors of the seasoning and spices. So I really recommend that. But if you want to really kick it up, go with an old vine Zinfandel. There's a lot of that. I'm not talking about that pink stuff.
The most American of wines.
It is. But I'm not talking about the pink stuff that Charlie loves. And
not white Zinfandel.
Yeah.
Zinfandel.
That Sutter
Home
stuff.
Which is a definite red.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about red.
I love it. I'm sorry.
And red Zinfandel, that's okay. Make sure it says old vine Zinfandel. That means the vines are 75 years average or older. Some of them have 150, 175-year-old vines California.
Was it Gnarly Head?
Well, you got Gnarly Head. Oh, there's so many good wines out there.
That was the first one. They use 100-year-old vine, I believe.
But you want that peppery, spicy-ness of that. Shiraz. But I like Now, for barbecue, and I know the Australians, they love to barbecue. Throw a shrimp on the barbie. And Zinfandel, Shiraz goes great with it.
Right.
But I like a California Shiraz, and a French Syrah, and Australian Shiraz. But I prefer, if it's going to be Shiraz, because it's got generally a spicy fish. The Australians, to me, are more jammy. I like that more French style that the Californians do with that spice on the end and on the palate. So,
what would you say about a Malbec? Too sweet, too mellow,
I wouldn't with Malbec. I would go more with the grilling my meat with less seasoning on it.
Okay,
it'd be great with a ribeye or T-bone or porterhouse.
Keep that in mind next year on my birthday.
Filet, something like that. I'll keep that in mind.
So if your barbecue is spicy, your wine should not be.
In a way, yeah.
Or he goes two ways with that. The other one is fight fire with fire.
Yeah, I like to fight fire with fire, and then. Like Stu just said, but Pinot's is good, but here's the thing: if you drink wine, drink what you like. Period. Just don't worry about trying
That's
to pair it up. Just drink what I know. We know you do try,
and I get made fun of it. And do I
but,
care?
But let me tell you, do not drink White Claw. Do not drink White Claw.
Hey man, they got a whole new They are coming out now with White Claw 2.0, no, Mike. Are you ready for this?
No. Say it ain't so. Say it ain't so. I don't care.
They taste terrible. That's what I don't like about them.
Where does it come from?
Hell.
Back of a sewer plant. No, I don't know.
In Russia?
I don't know. I don't care. White Claw is going to be the death of me and a lot of people.
It's a malt-based beverage.
Yeah.
It's Zima. It's like Zima watered down. Was good because it was new and it was different.
Yeah, yeah.
But it got old quick because then it was like, well, if I'm going to drink a gin and tonic,
a mixed drink that's been sitting out in the sun and watered down.
They got a few bubbles in them.
30 seconds for our last wine question.
What's that?
Okay, I had a friend of mine who developed a rare blood condition. I don't know if they ever found out what it was, but it forced him into early retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things his doctor suggested was drinking some red wine every day. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember the brand that he showed me. It was big bottles in a box. It was something like Pisano or something
that. Red wine is a lot of medical studies on red wine. We're not sitting here suggesting you go drinking, but
consult your physician.
Consult your physician. But most physicians will tell you, 4 to 5 ounces a night. My mother would drink 5 ounces after dinner, and it's a good time. If you eat early like Charlie, before the sun goes down, as an after-dinner drink, and it'll help you sleep at night too.
Especially being diabetic, as long as your blood sugar is under control, that's good for your heart. My dad was prescribed one glass of whiskey a night.
Well, what was it your mother drank, Mike?
Schlitz.
She drank a Lambrusco, which was sweet.
Yeah.
She likes sweet stuff like you do.
My parents loved, oddly enough, Rioniti Lambrusco. Loved it.
Yeah,
Garrick let me try a Lambrusco one day, and it was not Rioniti, and that was phenomenal.
We're not
suggesting drink a bottle of wine tonight.
No.
Just 4 or 5 ounces.
Doctors say 1 to 2 adult beverages a day for a female, 2 to 3 for a male, and you will have better heart health than someone that never drinks. The risk of heart disease for someone who never drinks is exactly the same as an alcoholic. You need a certain amount of alcohol in your diet. I don't drink enough.
I don't
But
either.
Mike makes up for it. So.
I got bottles between the two of us, we're balanced out.
For people who don't eat oysters, I try to eat their oysters. And
I take care of his crawfish for it.
Hey, and man. Mac and cheese.
I had crawfish yesterday. Not normal crawfish.
Yeah.
I was in the West Mobile area.
Is there an abnormal crawfish?
Yes. I had it as sushi.
Okay.
I was going to go to Villa del Rey, which is a great traditional Mexican place, the same people that did Rio. Mm. They did not open for lunch, so I went into Sushi Night.
Yeah.
Oh, break my heart, my favorite sushi bar. So.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, I had the crawfish, crunchy crawfish roll and some goiza. But we got to get out of here, buddy. What do people need to do?
They need to get out there, support local, be local, buy local. Folks, don't ever say that there's not enough things to do in Mobile.
Good Lord, there's too much to do.
I just had a wonderful weekend with the Balloon Festival over in Foley.
All right, that's great. And you were talking about the classic car show. So much stuff going on right now.
Don't give me that excuse. What does this say right here, Stu?
It says, Provolone.
White Zinfandel.
Every time we go.